I'd like to read one or two poems for you now. And the first one is about the right of free speech relating to the Russian poets who were sent to prison last year. The Russian bar itself must save from its self-inflicted plight. Having hollowed out the darkest cave, complains there is no light. The Russian bar is angry, snarls and stamps around, clawing at the echoes from the underground. Smarting with the love bites, blindly now the bar curses its inheritance and pulls out its fur. So to labor camps the culprits go, not afraid to cry, tracing poems in the snow in letters 7 years high. But one day, legions of poets, armed to the teeth with dreams, will run riot in every street, in every city, and putting up the barricades of truth, lay siege to the citadel of fear. So not to worry, it won't be in vain. The Russian salad days will come again. The Red Army will devote itself entirely to show business, and everything will swing in Lenin and McCartney grad. Every night in Red Square, it's a rock and roll rave, and the Light Brigade will beat the Crimea wave. There'll be a closing down sale at every missile base. Everything must go. And Yevtushenko will stand on the bridge at midnight, throwing Sputniks at the moon, as a commissar watches, eating his words with a spoon. The KGB will be replaced by the WVS, and Nureyev will admit that it's all a load of Bolshoi. They will raise the school leaving age to 32, and Zhivago will again meet Lara, kiss, and hand in hand walk into the sunset across the vast expanse of the pillow. So to all graphomaniacs of Greece, Rhodesia, Czechoslovakia, and other tongue-twisted nations who scribble after curfew and keep ideals under the floorboards with their grenades, a message of hope from Galanskov, Ginsburg, Dobrovolsky, Lashnova, Litvinov. If the heart bleeds, love, bear it. If the martyr's crown fits, wear it.